Closed loop, circular supply chains. There's an important distinction to be made between reverse logistics and closed loop supply chains, also called circular supply chains or green supply chains, and sometimes these terms are mistakenly used interchangeably. What's distinct about a closed loop supply chain is that it is designed to manage both the forward and reverse flows, with the manufacturer driving both processes to capture the value of the returned products and to reduce costs. In regard to reverse logistics specifically, closed loop systems are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. In reverse logistics, a system that accounts for the return flow of products for reuse, asset recovery, or recycling in a way that is cost-effective and maximizes returns. This type of supply chain is designed for the circular economy, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. An economic system intended to minimize waste and maximize the use of resources through a regenerative process achieved through long-lasting design, maintenance, repair, reuse, remanufacturing, refurbishing, recycling, and upcycling. This is the opposite of the linear economy. The ISO also defines a circular economy. A circular economy is an economic system that uses a systematic approach to maintain a circular flow of resources by regenerating, retaining, or adding to their value while contributing to sustainable development. ISO standards on circularity are part of the 59,000 family of standards. ISO 59004 Circular Economy, Vocabulary, Principles, and Guidance for Implementation. ISO 59010 Circular Economy, Guidance on the Transition of Business Models and Value Networks. ISO 59020 Circular Economy, Measuring and Assessing Circularity Performance. These standards help organizations to follow a structured approach to circular economy principles, including by providing common terminology, and to measure their progress when shifting their business models to be more circular. Exhibit 8-11 shows an illustration of how all supply chain processes need to be intentionally designed and interconnected for sustainability to become a closed-loop process. Exhibit 8-11, Circular Supply Chain. An example of sustainability by design is to engage in environmentally responsible purchasing to reduce/eliminate hazardous material inputs. The waste hierarchy: avoid, reduce, reuse, recycle, recover, and dispose from most to least sustainable, can serve as a design ideal. Such strategies are more economical in the long run. For example, the organization will get the most benefit possible from the raw materials it purchases. Note how return is described as a key enabler. Many organizations use their reverse supply chains to reduce empty backhauls, collect cardboard or packing material for reuse, or redistribute inventory to stores with faster turnover. Many organizations go further since the objective of a circular supply chain is no waste at all. Two ways to do this are to reprocess, reuse, recycle, etc., every component of the returned product, and or to transform some materials into useful biochemicals or biofuels. A circular supply chain depends on collecting products at the end of their lives so they can be reprocessed or transformed. Some organizations lease out their assets and use asset recovery programs to get them back at the end of the lease. Most airplanes are leased by the airlines that use them, for example. The manufacturer will need a product recovery program and manufacturing capabilities for reprocessing. Xerox plants, for example, are designed to both build new products and remanufacture used ones. The North American paper industry plants approximately twice as many trees as it cuts down. There are 20% more trees than there were 50 years ago and uses bark and leaves to fuel the process. Paper can be recycled 5 to 7 times and then can be composted. Here are several more examples of closed-loop or circular supply chains. Plastic pallet supplies can be rented rather than an organization needing a pool of pallets for itself. The organization can rent the exact number of pallets needed, and the service collects the pallets after their use. At the end of their lives, the pallets are recycled and reformed into new pallets. Beer kegs, which are full of beer when sold, can be returned and refilled for a price. Incentivized return plans can help promote end-of-life returns, for example, cell phone trade-in value rebates on new phones. The traded-in phones may be harvested for parts and other components are recycled. Printer ink cartridges, which, when empty, are sent via prepaid mailers back to the company for cleaning, inspection, and refilling. Commercial tire casings can be sent to a tire retreader who adds new treads. Product as a service models can help producers maintain control of their products for their lifespans. An example is Signify, which partnered with the City of Washington, D.C. to replace 13,000 lights with LED lights at no upfront cost to the city. Signify receives payment from the annual savings in electricity costs to the city. Donated items that are cleaned and in good shape can be reused. Nike has a reuse shoe program to do this. First Solar is a solar panel technology company that designs its panels with recycling in mind, and they recover 90% of the materials from their systems. They also use mining byproducts as a manufacturing input. The final product of replacement parts and recycled material appears to be brand new to the purchaser, and the process will repeat itself. There are several advantages to these forward and reverse flow closed loops. They capture a significant portion of the product's original value. The used products are recycled and therefore do not become part of landfills. It's easier for the manufacturer to balance supply and demand.